Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States considers sanctions against North Korea. Speaking in Tokyo Sunday, the U.S. Special Representative on North Korean policy says the United States, as well as Japan and South Korea, may put their own sanctions on the North, in addition to what is placed on it by the United Nations.
Well, we continue to work together to urge China to implement existing Security Council resolution, especially Resolution 2270, and to work with us to make sure that North Korea's behavior and their deliberation changes in a more productive and positive direction.
World powers are considering new sanctions on the North following its fifth and largest nuclear test. Hours later, North Korea called efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. Syrian media say the government of President Bashar al-Assad has accepted the ceasefire agreement brokered by its Russian ally and the United States. The Syrian news agency said a cessation of hostilities will begin in Aleppo for humanitarian reasons. Hours later, the Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah, which is fighting alongside Assad loyalists, said it also will honor the ceasefire. For the second time in less than a year, Croatia held an election to choose a new government. Exit polls predict a close outcome in Sunday's election between candidates of the conservative Croatian Democratic Union and the left-leaning Social Democrats and their People's Coalition. Some say the close election could result in a new parliament that would have difficulty governing. Analysts say none of the parties will win enough votes to rule alone. This is VOA News. Authorities in Afghanistan say a roadside bomb attack Sunday killed a provincial police chief and wounded at least three security guards. Officials in eastern Nangarhar province say slain General Zorawar Zahid was leading a counterinsurgency operation in the Hasarak district when his vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The United States Sunday marked the 15th anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks. President Barack Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House Sunday.
We honor the courage of those who put themselves in harm's way to save people they never knew. We come together in prayer and in gratitude for the strength that has fortified us across these 15 years.
Victims of the attack on the World Trade Center were remembered in New York. The country's leading 2016 presidential candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, paid their respects at Ground Zero. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton abruptly left the commemoration ceremony because she was not feeling well. The campaign said she was feeling overheated, but that later she was feeling much better. Earlier, a video posted on Twitter showed Clinton stumbling off a street curb, her knees buckling, as aides helped her into a van. Thousands of people marched in Mexico Saturday against the president's proposal to legalize same-sex marriage. The National Front for the Family called on Mexicans to gather across the country to challenge President Enrique Peña Nieto's legislation to allow gay marriage. Fighting between police and protesters erupted in southeastern Turkey after a government announcement that it had replaced 28 elected municipal and district mayors in several predominantly Kurdish towns. The Turkish Interior Ministry said Sunday that the removed officials were suspected of having ties with what the government considers terrorists. The most important day in the annual five-day Hajj was celebrated by nearly 2 million Muslims Sunday in Saudi Arabia. Muslims gathered beginning at sunrise on Sunday on what is known as Mount Arafat, about 15 kilometers from the city of Mecca. Leading proponents of Britain's leaving the European Union formed a new pressure group Sunday called Change Britain. The group aims to help deliver UK's referendum result in the most effective way. Opponents of Brexit had warned that leaving the bloc would lead to economic peril, but the country's economy appears to have performed strongly. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.